example project. And so this example, we actually created a group chat where you can message a room and then we can say, okay, Claude, Hermes, come up with a new game idea to build. It will read our Obsidian Vaults and the memory that we talked about earlier. And then all our agents just chip in and they speak to each other and they bounce ideas off each other. So like, for example, Gemini is like, oh, that's a clever twist, Claude. Let's do that. And then Codex is like, do you know what? This sounds really good to integrate OpenClaw and Llama. Let's add that to our pipeline, which brings me to the next setup. So we've got Paperclip for agent orchestration. We have the AI agent group chat. We can also see the history of all our group chats here. Always good to add history inside the agent OS. Otherwise, you won't be able to find stuff and you'll lose stuff and you'll create loads of awesome stuff that you can't find later. And then finally, we have the pipeline. So with the pipeline system, you can drop an idea in here and you can go from getting the idea to going into the human approval section and just implementing it. And this was really good because I found like a lot of people, including myself, would have so many amazing ideas, but it was very difficult to implement it for them. So with this system, you can take all your ideas automatically from the group chat because the agents add this into the pipeline. And then anything that you're like, right, we need to build this today. Okay, great. Let's just build it. It will come up with a plan. It will plan it out. Then we can approve it. Then it will build it. And then we can view what was actually built previously. Right? And we actually have a full gallery where we can see all of our ideas. And so we can go from idea to implementation so quickly, which is really, really cool. So if we're like, okay, we need to build out this website, boom, shakalaka, we can open up that website and see it later. And again, I think it's so important to have like a gallery and a workspace and stuff you can see and save for later. Because if you don't, the biggest issue is that you will not be able to find it. It will just get lost in your downloads and that will go with the other 100 projects you're working on and then you won't be able to find it again. So that's why having a gallery and a pipeline is so, so useful. Now, what we also have over here is we have, for example, Claude. And anytime like Claude actually brings something useful out, we add that feature in as well as a separate tab. I'd recommend that for you too. So, for example, if you saw the Ultra Code update, this was amazing. You could have a full team of agents working in parallel, working together towards one task. And you don't have to orchestrate it. Claude is the orchestrator and it builds the sub-agents for you. So with this system, we just added that as a separate tab. And it's like you create your own custom version of Claude that you can edit, you can change the UI of anytime you want, and you can come back to at any point. Then we have Hermes. So Hermes, again, really, really powerful. One of the things that I noticed is like they bring out new, there's always new models that we can plug into Hermes. And this is why you want to focus on the system, not the model. So for example, GPT 5.6 comes out, no problem. We're going to build that out. It doesn't change how I work. It doesn't make me have to rebuild anything. It's just like we can add the model inside the system. The same, for example, a lot of people are asking about how to have a voice activated AI agent that we can talk to. And so we actually build that into this system, as you can see. So what it can do is it can listen to me. It can talk to me. It can build stuff out for me. And then again, we've got the full gallery here of everything we've created. Then we have Hermes Oracle. For me, I was just finding way too much time was being taken researching the latest news. And so I created this. I also think a great tip for you here, if you're building out your own agent OS, is that you make sure it's super visual and fun to use. So, for example, we just added this little icon here. And I think it just, it's those little touches, it's the little UI touches that make it fun and easy to use and very memorable. So when I see this, I'm like, okay, I know exactly what this does. Because I associate the image with the workflow here. And if you don't like the UI or something like that, you can always customize it for later too. So we have a image studio here too, but we actually have a video and a voice session as well. You'll also see your previous sessions of what's been done across all of your AI agents, which is great. We can see the status. We can see the skills installed into our Hermes agent, the Kanban, the plugins, the doctor of the insights. These are all just really cool ideas. Again, as you make it more complex, more things can break. And also, if you're using APIs in any part of that, just be careful because, you know, number one, you don't want to rinse the tokens if you're using the API because it can get expensive. And number two, sometimes the APIs will break or they'll expire and you have to be careful with that too. What I also like to do is I like to separate the outputs by the system depending on the model. And what I mean by that, for example, is we have Hermes here. What I recommend for you is that you build out a workspace where you can track all your creations by the model that's created it. So when we were testing out Grok 4.5 earlier this week, we have all of the creations from Grok 4.5 saved inside the workspace. Really useful.